what it do on deck, because it's a brand new episode and we're talking about the top 10 albums of the year. I'm going to give you mine, Animal Brown's going to give you his, and also we're going to give you the results to the On Deck Awards, man. Y'all listen in for that. Also, go check out the website, realvillemedia.com. That's where you can listen to all of the podcasts, being
Full Sport Press. If you're into sports, of course you are, everybody is. Check them out every Monday. This last episode, they took a pause for the calls. Episode 200 is next week, though, man. Congratulations in advance, fellas. Also, check out The Ladies Room, Anne-Marie and Rizzo holding us down in New York. Their latest episode is up, oversharing on social media. Go get that. And, of course, last but not least, Fresh for Dummies, starring me and J-Ho. We got a new episode coming up. We're ranking the top 10 kicks of the year. Very big episode, man. That'll be in there right in time for Christmas. But right now, Christmas came early if you're into this hip-hop shit. We about to give our top 10 albums of the year right now. Hey, what it do with the business is?
It's another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. What it do, man? I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, aka the Husky Vegan. Hey, I've been waiting all year for this episode. I'm gonna be honest. Waiting all year to talk about the top 10 albums of the year. This year was amazing.
It's been a good year. It's been a good year to talk about top 10 albums, man.
That's like a fact.
30 you could have fit in those 10.
Easily.
Hopefully we hit something for everybody, but we're definitely gonna give you our favorites.
Absolutely, man. What you have on deck for the weekend?
Slow Motion, Billy Ocean, Holidays, preparing for that, man.
Get out the damn. Oh, you was tricking? You was out in the mall?
What? No.
Oh.
Absolutely.
You playing Santa Claus?
I did go to the mall, just wrapping up a few Christmas gifts, and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was shit. I went on Saturday. I went on Friday. It was shitty.
Yeah, a couple lines were out of this world, but you know.
Gucci store was crazy.
I ain't even make it though, you know. Do that online.
I was in Lenox. I went to the Tesla store. I didn't know they had a Tesla store because it's in the wing that I never go down. Dude, I got to have me a Tesla, bro.
Yeah, I need that.
I ain't going to lie. They said in 4 years, nigga, you're going to be able to program where you're going to your phone. It's going to take you there. So, like, when you at work or something, you can have that motherfucker out running, like, errands and shit.
Are you hopping in the Uber?
They said
next month, like January, the beginning of the year, Uber, like we got the car with no driver. It's gonna pull up and you just gotta get in and you put in your address already.
Yeah, I might do that.
You're doing that in January this year.
I do it January 2019. Yeah. I ain't ready for it January 2018.
If y'all doing that, y'all let us know, man. Y'all check out the rap chat.
That's
on
crazy.
Facebook. I might do that though.
They said
I might do it January this year. I'm hopping in the Uberless. The Uberless driver rider thing. I'm doing that.
Dude said in 4 years they are linking up with Uber and
they already tested
all of that shit, and they will be able to do. You'll be able to have your car as an Uber with no driver. You'll be able to program the addresses in your phone, and while you at the house watching the game, your car will be out running Uber errands.
Got to get that Tesla.
That shit is fucking crazy.
That's good. I'm on that. I got to get that Tesla, man.
I got to get that too. Need that. All right, now let's get to more important matters for right now.
What's that?
First things first, the results for the On Deck Awards are in. Again, we appreciate the assistance online, man. We had some people set up the poll for us. Appreciate that greatly because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with that shit. And the results are in.
All right.
Thank you for everybody that voted.
So these are the results to the On Deck TV Awards.
Absolutely, man. Album of the year, Jay-Z 444.
Yep.
41%. Kendrick was right behind it though, 34%.
34% went down.
No love for the Ross.
No love for the Ross, and Sci-Hi finished with 16%.
Absolutely, man. What's next?
Hit of the year. We got Bodak Yellow, Cardi B with 44% of the votes.
Everything else was kind of tight with that though.
Everything else was tight. Second was Bad and Bougie with Migos, deservingly so.
Absolutely, man. Third.
Slowest rapper of the year.
Lil Yachty, 38%.
That was close.
Too close. Should have been 100.
Behead Baharbi at 25%.
I'm surprised people knew who that was.
I'm not. She had to drop the video today talking about how she don't act black. She act like her. This ain't acting black. This is her. That's
of course
all she
it
know.
Is. Of course it is. Bad Barbie's about that life.
Of course. Why would you? All right, the Let Nas Down album.
Easy for you to say.
Paranoia, Dave East. I predicted that one. 35% of the vote. Close behind was Shine, Wale.
A late entry was that Wale. We didn't have it originally. Mm-hmm. We had Lil Yachty, but who did he really let down? Let's be honest.
That's a fact.
So that Wale was a major letdown, so it was right behind it.
And that Her Story, Young M.A., was 26, right behind it, too.
Trash. All equally trash.
Why was Vic Mensa on, though?
Trash.
Oh, crazy.
Milk Carton Award. Motherfuckers that have disappeared all of 2018. Designer took that one at 37%.
Mm. Were we mad at that, though? Ain't we?
I don't think anybody was looking for him.
Okay. I'm saying we're glad that he disappeared, right?
Of course, we had Wayne on there, and then he announces he's dropping on Christmas, of course, after we put this nigga on the list.
On Nat Piff.
Yeah.
The new Nat Piff Wayne album is on the way. Thank you, Birdman. Absolutely. We appreciate that. Birdman the Grinch that stole Christmas. Troll of the year.
This was a landslide.
Man, 50 Cent won it in a landslide. I think that's just the name at this point.
His troll game was A1 this year. Yes.
Give me one.
I'm quitting Power. I'm taking it off the air. Like, fuck out of here. Okay. Joking on. He said Pac pulled out the iPhone in the fucking Pac movie, bro. Yeah,
you're right.
XXX was right behind. Well,
Young Boy was right there behind with 25%.
Yeah, he deserved all them 25%.
Watch the Throne Award.
This was easy.
Man, landslide.
Yeah, man, Friday on Elm Street, man. Y'all overwhelmingly felt that was the best collab album this year. Mm. No love for the T-Pain and Wayne project.
Is it because there were not a lot of good collab albums or as an East Coast bias?
It was because of the competition.
Okay.
Competition was light.
I got you. Pump Fake album of the year goes to?
Ooh, Kendrick and J. Cole. Mm. You're never getting it. The closest thing you're going to get is that song on Jeezy album.
That ain't even a pump fake. No more.
Get used to that. 47%, though. Yeah. That was close.
New artist of the year.
Cardi B took that in a landslide.
Easily. Yeah,
57%.
Moneybagg, Yo, and Jaden Smith tied.
That's about right.
And J.I.D. got 17%.
I can respect that. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, man, Wackest Beef. Who won that?
Chris Brown, Soulja Boy, easily.
Clearly.
In a landslide. That was over Safari and Meek and Little B getting beat up and Cameron and Mace.
Dude, the fake the boxing promotion shit.
And the Chris Brown with the cigarette letting you know that he really not finna play with Soulja Boy.
He not gonna play with Soulja Boy.
Not finna play with
you. Just be honest, y'all. He wasn't gonna play with Soulja Boy, and probably the happiest person on earth that shit didn't happen was Soulja Boy.
Chris Brown would have smoked that cigarette and talked bad to Soulja Boy while he was beating him up.
He would have smoked Soulja Boy.
Pause.
Ooh, yeah, that was a God.
All right, man.
Again, we appreciate that though, y'all.
Yeah, that was nice looking on the awards, award clap.
Absolutely.
All right, next, what we getting to the quick hits?
All right, man. So we know if you follow sports, man, the Panthers are up for sale. It's a firestorm going on up there, apparently.
Not even just sports. This is a hip hop thing.
That's true. Yeah. Because it's a hip hop thing. Because now Diddy has thrown his name in the ring. Mm-hmm. He has taken to Twitter and said, hey, man, I'm looking to buy the Panthers. Mm. He's got some support from a couple of people. Chimed in. Steph Curry chimed in, said he wants in. Mm. Also, Puff also said, man, his first order of business was that he was going to sign Cap.
Right.
He put his intentions out there early. Now, my question is, what are the chances Puff has at buying the Carolina Panthers?
His chances probably were a little bit better when before he tweeted this, or before Cap chimed in, or before Steph Curry chimed in. No disrespect to either one of those, but that takes a little bit of the credibility away from what Diddy doing. Diddy throwing that oop out there, shooting his shot from Twitter, like, hey, I'm interested. The moment that Cap say he interested, he already been blackballed, so we don't need that. And then Steph like, oh, okay. Steph still playing basketball. I don't even – no
he injured right now
Steph,
and everything.
But not even that. Like, Steph Bread ain't, like, come on, buying a team?
Yes.
Jeter just did that, and he retired. Like, yeah. And that's Jeter.
Yeah, and he got less than 2%.
Come on, exactly. So I think those two chiming in so immediately takes a little bit of credibility away from what Diddy may have been trying to do.
Right.
But realistically, like, they're not going to let him in anyway. Like, you got to be voted in by the other 31 guys. Like, it's just it wouldn't happen to me. I say it's about a 20% chance.
Yeah, it's like a fraternity. It's like a country club. Like, bro, I don't know if y'all know what the owners of the NFL look like, but they don't look like Puff. They don't resemble Puff at all.
The type of people that banned Kaepernick for taking a knee for the fucking flag.
Now, you say 20%. I say 0%.
You said there's a 0% chance. He does have $780 million.
No, his net worth is $780 million.
Okay, so somewhere
that's a difference.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, now,
we know that.
Here's the thing. I'm a fan of Puff. I'm a big fan of Puff.
Black excellence.
A lot of us are.
All right.
Now,
sound like you're about to hate.
It's getting to the point where Puff might be, he's turning into a little bit of an opportunist.
What's wrong with that?
Nah, it's nothing necessarily wrong with it, but he doesn't believe he's going to buy the team. But he's getting people riled up thinking that he is. Mm-hmm. Bruh, he said this when the Clippers went up for sale.
Did he?
Remember, we did a whole show. We called it the Los Angeles Bad Boys. Y'all looked that up. That's how long we've been out here.
All right.
Then he did it again earlier this year when Cap was taking a knee and they wouldn't sign him. He said he was going to start his own league.
Mm.
Bruh.
What's wrong with that, though?
Now, listen. Puff, his hustle is impeccable. It's easy to root for him. He went from intern to the boss. But right now, bro, you're not making any music, and it's looking like you're just doing things to keep your name in the headline, and that's trolling on a little bit of a level, but, like, people actually believe that you're going to do this, and they're pushing for you, and I get it. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Mm.
I understand that, but, bro, it's getting to the point where you're doing this for attention and to keep your name relevant because you ain't got a song out.
A couple weeks ago, we mentioned the top earners in hip-hop. You want to know what Puff Daddy is doing to keep his name relevant?
Earning bread?
He's making $120 million a year. That's what he's doing. He ain't got to drop songs. He can sell vodka. He can sell, I don't even know if people still wear Sean John, but he can sell that too, apparently.
Clearly.
And he could be at the top of the list. So I understand what you're saying, but that's what Puff has done. Mm-hmm. So he ain't going to stop doing it now. He did it with the marathon. He did it with the vote or die.
Yep.
He been doing it with whatever it wanted to be.
Signing this person, signing that person.
So I say that to say, like, I'm not mad at him shooting this shot. Now, start my own league. Doing that, okay, so let's relax. Not saying that he can't, but let's just relax. But
I am.
Also, we seen in the Bad Boy documentary where Puff said, it can't happen, don't work in my world.
That's
fair. Puff. So you telling me that you can't do this, I don't understand that. I'm like, I can't process that. It don't work in my mind because I've always been able to get the things done that I needed to get done. Now, could he have gone about it if he was serious in another manner? Yeah. He could have. He could get a group of people together, and I feel like he
a lot
could.
Of people.
Yeah, a group. Let's not do that.
A conglomerate of.
I mean, if he get Hov on the phone.
Oprah.
I don't know if we need Oprah.
Jordan. Bob Johnson.
Yeah. Okay, you're going down. Now you're talking.
A murderer's row.
Yeah, exactly.
A black
so, I mean,
excellent.
But why wouldn't they do that, though?
Why would they? Oprah want a football team? Like, come on, bro.
It's black excellence. If you Puff, you're the ultimate salesman. You've been selling shit for 40 years.
These are alpha dogs, bro.
Exactly. So why wouldn't we want the ultimate? Now, what Puff could spin it as, why wouldn't we want the ultimate stake in the biggest game in America right now? But what people are saying, a la Mark Cuban, is that NFL is going down.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Maybe the percentages are even higher. And them selling Puff a dummy, sending him on the dummy mission over the next 10, 15 years.
That's a small market, too.
Exactly.
Shout out to Charlotte, but that's a small market, football-wise.
So I think maybe the chances even go up just because of that. Like, football ain't what it used to be, and we know it's not going to continue to be what it is. Like, the NBA already passing it right now.
It's trying. It's trying.
The NBA is passing the NFL right now in popularity, like, especially with kids, younger, the audience, and what you want to be watching your sport the next 10, 15 years?
I mean, listen.
Puff got an outside chance. I say that.
I would love to wake up tomorrow and it be the Carolina Black Panthers owned by Puff.
Carolina Black Panthers. You going to do that?
I would. Jesus. Hey, listen.
You really boxing. You really going to make it all
fuck it.
Up.
fuck it. We gonna take
it
though.
Think of the Black Panther.
Shout out to I ain't come up. Let me give credit where credit is due. Shout out to the homie Steven. I saw that on Twitter. That was a cold name.
The Carolina Black Panthers.
Hey, that's hard. Hey, listen, that happens. I would love for that to happen.
I'm definitely switching teams.
You should. You should want to switch teams. You're a Cowboys fan.
But you're a Green Bay fan. You still gonna rock that green and gold when we got the Black Panthers in the league.
Hey, listen, green. That's, I rock the jerseys.
That's disgusting.
And the hat. I rock the
hey,
fit.
Listen, you see, I'm changing immediately.
First of all, none of this shit
I'm
is happening.
All Black Panthers.
None of this is happening, dude.
I'm rocking all Carolina Black Panthers gear.
You going down the dream of winning the lottery, dude? You done bought all the shit up in your head.
I got the island.
None of that shit is gonna happen, dude.
I got a couple of Teslas outside. I ain't got to drive no more.
I got to have that Tesla. Y'all think it's a game.
Checks.
But yeah, man, much luck.
You want to know some people that may be in the contention of buying the Panthers for real?
I guarantee you none of them names start with Sean or end with Combs.
That's absolutely true. The Belk family.
The
you know who they
Belk?
Are? Yeah, the Belk store. If you heard of them, they own roughly 5% of the team already. They sold their rights to Belk earlier this year for $2.7 billion. The Jesus. Levine family, they already own 10% of the team as well. They are headquartered in Charlotte. They are major philanthropists in the North Carolina area. They're worth $9.1 billion.
Jesus Christ.
Steve and Jerry Woodsworth.
Who?
They are minority shareholders of the team with an estimated 16%. Their family is North Carolina royalty. They sold Meadowbrook Meat Company to Berkshire Meat Company.
Okay.
In 2012, and they're worth a couple billion.
See, that's what I'm saying. These motherfuckers,
like 708. Like
that's listen.
You don't even know these people.
That, listen, okay. It's like when you know when like the hurricane was going down and people were raising money and they were like, man, JJ Watt done raised like $30 million. You're like, oh shit, he cooking. Mm-hmm. Nigga, the hurricane did $5 billion worth of damage, dude. That $30 million in a microscope is obviously a lot of money, but in a grand scheme of things, bro, it's a drop in the bucket. Fair. You just named off a nigga that owned 10% and sitting on $5-6 billion.
Right.
And he couldn't get number 10%.
The richest man in North Carolina's name is James Goodnight. He's a co-founder of an analytics firm. He is worth $9.9 billion.
It's too much money talk right now.
He's 74 years old. He still runs the company that he started. And he could buy the Panthers easier than anyone. He could write a check right now, they said.
For the full amount.
Like right now. No team, no partnership, but nothing. I just want to buy the Panthers.
They said to buy it. To pay, because it's going up about 2.2-3, something around yep. there.
The dude that owned the team, he's selling 52%, the majority ownership, I seen.
They said in order to buy that, you got to have like 800 cash.
Million dollars.
Cash.
$100 million cash.
That's, man, listen, dog. It's another ball game, man, but much luck. Hey, Puff, Oprah, Jay, Beyonce, get on the freeconferencecall.com, go for it.
But you're right, though. Like, I would. Why would they? That power group, like, that's a dying industry. Like, ain't no need for them to sink all of that money into that.
It'd be a good look, though.
Yeah, for about a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, people
going to
Super Bowl,
they'd be longer than
that. I mean, you got to put your trust in Cam Newton, so.
That's a whole nother ball game.
Exactly.
All right, man, moving on. Let's take it to Florida. George Zimmerman is back in the news, kind of, sort of. He did an interview with a gossip website. And he threatened to beat rap star Jay-Z and feed him to an alligator. He said he was upset that the Trayvon Martin documentary is being filmed. It's a 6-part series that Jay is helming, similar to the joint he did last year. Now,
the
first
Khalif
of all,
Browder.
Yeah, the Khalif Browder joint, similar to that. Should Jay-Z respond? Did he even hear about this?
He heard about it because Jay hear everything. Jay is Hove. He knows and sees all. But no, I'm not responding to this. I'm not giving this dude no type of light of day. I don't even know why this little blog site is even going to interview him other than having bigger media outlets pick up what he said. Like, nah, if I'm Jay, as I might. Nah,
he ain't going to entertain that shit.
Nah, I'm not even. I ain't even worried about it. I'm not worried about that at all.
Is he shouldn't be. Bleak, you got to feel some type of way, though.
If I'm bleak, I'm pulling up. I ain't going to lie. If I'm bleak, You know what I'm saying? Lenny, yes. I might send a couple guys down through the holler at him and beat him up. You know what I'm saying? If I'm Tata, I might holler at some old connections or something.
George Zimmerman lives in Virginia now.
Ah, yeah.
He doesn't live in Florida. He getting closer now.
Yeah, I'm definitely sending
some DC goons down there.
If I'm Bleak, I'm definitely pulling up. I promise you. Play like that. You in Virginia?
Now this is
already in the wrong.
This is 1,000% total disrespect. Like probably the most disrespectful shit I done heard all year coming from
really
a fucking clown. Do we even know what is this site? What is the gossip site?
These people telling the truth. Like, did he really say?
Yeah, did he really? This is almost unbelievable. Yeah. Like, why are you still talking about this dude? Like this kid? Why is his name even in your mouth, dude?
I don't even think anyone should be contacting him for interviews.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't understand. Like, who is this quote-unquote gossip site? I ain't even seen the name of the site, bro. This might be fake news, bro. Now that I sit here thinking about it.
Trump floated this out here.
I can see that. Jay.
I'm still pulling up if I'm Bleak, though.
Jay can't make a phone call, though. He need to make a phone call for the culture, though.
Jay don't got to. That's what I'm saying. That's what Bleak here for. Bleak is in the wheel for this. That's why Bleak ain't got to, like, even if he never write another rhyme again, he still got a meal somewhere. This is what Memphis Bleak's supposed to. This is what he here for. He got to pull up.
Make it happen. Somebody.
To the side and everything.
Push a
I ain't saying he
got to
do nothing, but he just got to pull up with just the people that's going to do whatever they got to do. Bleak got to pull up.
Clean up, man.
Yeah, Bleak got to pull up. He got to be the wolf.
Fair enough, man. Okay, now look. It was another big weekend in music releases. We got a couple of big dogs. Jeezy, Eminem, Boosie, yep. Skyface, G-Eazy. A lot of shit came out, man. What did you get a chance to listen to? And any thoughts? Do we have any winners out of this bunch?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like all of these albums were throwaways. I feel like
especially the Boosie.
That's hating. I just feel like they were end of the year albums, and everybody tried to push this out because they had music. M album. I'm not an M fan at all. I understand what he does, and I just feel like that this was forced, especially because of the time and the rhetoric in mainstream America as far as what he talking about. He could have took 2 more months. I feel like and put together some better songs. I feel like he just threw this out. Jeezy. Yeah, man.
Snowman, you ain't like that Snowman?
Nah.
Pressure?
Nope.
Pressure bust pipes.
Nope. It's what I was scared it was going to be. But Snowman been doing this for the last couple of albums. It just wasn't as good as those others. He putting out the album for the hits, for the club song. Like, he'll give you, okay, this going to be the club song. It ain't organic. You know what I'm saying? I think he going in and be like, these are 2 club songs. These are 3-4 songs you're going to ride to. This is what I feel like going to be the hit. This is the song for the ladies. He go in looking for that too much as opposed to it being organic. That song with J. Cole and Kendrick could have been a lot more organic. I just feel like a lot of it was like too packaged.
J. Cole snapped. J. Cole snapped. You hear me?
He ripped it. Don't.
And Kendrick slouched. He was asleep.
You the biggest Kendrick hater.
I think. What was he doing?
You are the biggest Kendrick hater this side of California.
Did he rap? What was the harmonizing shit? He must have heard the J. Cole verse and be like, you know what? I'm not going to try this today.
I think you need to listen to it again.
Maybe I do, because I don't remember Kendrick on there. Mm. I need that J. Cole on the next album. Don't give me the fold and close shit again, J. Cole. Give me this right here, because he snapped.
It's about time for a J. Cole album, too.
It's about that time. That's a fact. Okay, so let me stick with the Jeezy. The Jeezy was okay. It's not his worst album. I saw people on social media. Stop.
It ain't worse than that Church in the
Streets. It's not worse than the Church in the Streets. Let's put that to bed now. Mm-hmm. I like to joint with 2 Chainz, the Floor Seats.
Because 2 Chainz ripped it.
2 Chainz did rip that. That's a fact. I like the best song is the interlude. The Valet interlude is banging.
I needed 3 more minutes of that.
I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
3 more minutes of that and Meech talking at the end.
That was hard.
I needed all of that.
Yeah, tough. That would have been tough. I like the song with Trey Songz. It's a couple of joints on there. It ain't just trash, man.
I
gotta chill
trash
out.
I'm just saying it's too packaged up, though. Like, the thing about Jeezy, his best albums, Recession and 101, it's not packaged. It wasn't nothing you was expecting. Like, you weren't expecting Jeezy to come and talk about the Recession.
That's true.
You weren't expecting TM101 when TM101 came out, but now that he has a formula and I could come out and sell however many thousand the first week, I'm going to go on and go with that. I feel like that's what he's doing.
I listened to Eminem. Man, them first like two songs. It's one of the early songs on that where he's rapping with like the Migos, like 2017 flow, and it was cringeworthy. Like that shit made my skin crawl. It sounded so. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
That's your man.
Is this?
That's your man's.
I made it through the project. It's maybe like four songs. I mean, bro, it's an Eminem song. It's an Eminem album in 2017. He hasn't made a dope album since the Eminem show, at best. Maybe Encore.
Man.
It's been a long time, bro. Clean Eminem is some slaw. Like, you got to give me 8 Mile, doped up, strung out, Trailer Park Eminem. He's hard. But this shit.
All of them pretty much the same to me.
Nah. He was way nicer back then. Like he still got the bars.
You know what I'm saying? He's still rapping on there. Just like yeah. What you want to hear.
It ain't. He rapping like Migos, like Drake, and bruh, what?
I think that's what you want to hear.
That shit, man. That shit was garbage.
What about that G-Eazy?
That G-Eazy. Now let me tell you what this G-Eazy is.
That's your boy.
No. I listen to the G-Eazy. You know when you, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. You know when you walk into Walgreens and they're playing the music over the intercom and it's like.
It's soft rock.
Nah, but you know when they're playing like somebody's doing a cover of like an old soul song.
When they do the like.
It's like a
Lenny Williams, I Always Love You, but it's like Lenny Williams.
It ain't Lenny Williams. It's like a pop chick doing it. Like it's a cover. Like she can sing, like, but it's the soul is completely sucked out of the song.
Like the I Always Love You from Whitney Houston, but it ain't Whitney Houston.
It ain't Whitney Houston though. It's Becky Houston.
So who is Jesus? Who is Jeezy?
It's Becky Houston.
Is it like Eminem, but it ain't really Eminem? Now, is he like covering Eminem?
Listen, that's what I'm trying to I don't know whose interpretation he's doing. I can't figure it out, but he's doing an interpretation of somebody else's rap minus the soul. Again, he can rap.
Elvis Presley.
Exactly.
Jesus Elvis Presley.
That's what he's the rap Elvis Presley. He can rap and he's got a couple of good songs on here, but it just doesn't have the same soul to it. But
I can ride with G-Eazy being Elvis Presley.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see that.
Like after
listening to that album, yeah.
It's just something that's missing the heart, the soul, but I get why people would like it because he's not trash. You know what I'm saying? Like he can rap.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. He's got around, a couple joints on there.
Yeah, he been around enough people to make it sound good.
Exactly.
Like he know enough people, he around enough people to make it sound good.
That's it.
Like I feel like that from the Viceland interview though. Like even with the about the robbery and stuff, like you've been around enough people to make those stories and this stuff sound good, and I ain't mad at that.
Sell your stuff, my guy. I get it because I understand there's an audience that wants to hear that.
Yeah,
so I get it. I can understand why his shit is packed because again, it's not bad music. It just doesn't have the same depth and the same soul as if someone else was
as
doing
a Bupac. It don't have the same depth and the same soul and the same take you there as a Bupac album would have. And Bupac is banging. You can huff and puff all your life.
No, it's not.
You can blow your house down. Huff and blow your house down. Out of these albums, it's probably the best one.
Jesus Christ.
That's Slim Thug.
Slim Thug banging, though.
Yeah, this and
Slim Thug slick banging. I fuck with Slim Thug.
He been dropping some low-key bangers his last, like, four albums.
Tough. Like consistently though.
Is Boosie and Slim Thug were the best two albums of the weekend.
I didn't listen to that Scarface yet though.
I did.
It wasn't nothing. It's
they
a throwaways.
Were throwaways. Yeah. Like you
I don't
want to
hear that.
You could tell like they would you could specifically tell that these were like
they just didn't make
I think
cut.
Three of the songs were on Deeply Rooted, but these are just different versions. Like with a different hook or with extended verses. Like like and Face My Guy and everything. It's like one or two songs on there that you're gonna ride with. Everything else is like old. You could tell too.
Let me talk about this Bupac.
You mean let you hate on it?
No, I'm going to talk about it.
You can hate on it.
I'm going to break it down.
From a person who's never liked Boosie, let's go.
It's a double CD. All
right.
I got to about 12 songs before I had to get it out of there.
Had to get it out.
I couldn't get it out quick enough.
But you listen to everything.
I listen to everything.
You couldn't listen to that.
I couldn't. Not
past
12.
You sit through the Dirk projects.
Absolutely.
You sit through the Yachty projects. Absolutely. All it is, but you couldn't listen to Bootsy.
I stopped at number 12.
Crazy.
Got out of there. Right. Now, here's the thing. If we were grading on authenticity, it'd be an A+. Like, I understand why people like Bootsy, but as music, it sounds dated, bruh. Like, you can't tell me this don't sound dated. Like, the production is dated.
I don't know what you mean.
Man, stop. If this would have, if Boosie would have came out when, like, UGK and stuff like that was popping, he'd be a legend.
He is a legend.
He'd be more of a legend than he is now. No, I say that. If he came out back then,
he's Boopak. He's the biggest legend you can be.
The only
right.
nigga taking that name, bro, that's like Troy. Everybody called himself something Pac, bro.
No, just Troy Ave and Boosie, and Troy Ave has no reason to do so.
He thinks he's a legend in his mind.
No, he doesn't.
Dude,
he just got shot.
I tried, man. I tried to listen to it. I'm gonna finish it though. Mm-hmm. One of these days, I'm gonna go from 12 on. And I'm gonna make it through this Boopak and the Crayolas and all that shit that he's talking about.
Let me tell you why it sounds dated to you, because you're a new listener to Bootsy.
I listen to every Bootsy project, bro,
and that's fine. But
stop.
You're just now tuning into his what he represents. Like you said, you get it as far as
I definitely
his
get
impact.
It.
How long have you gotten it, though?
No, remember I said I understood why people fuck with Boosie. Okay. Like, I get it. I just don't like them. The music does
right.
nothing for me.
What I would say as to why it sounds dated is because, like what you just said with M, if Boosie got in there and did Migos flow.
Oh, my God.
We not, like, the people that fuck with him and been fucking with him since he was 13 years old and he was rapping. They out of there.
I'm with you.
And those are the people who selling, like he selling out in, like he said, Dallas and Arkansas and in the Bay and stuff like that. So I understand 100% what you say, being realistic as far as it sounding dated, but that's the box that he's in, and that box is a very lucrative one for him.
Absolutely.
Is what I would say.
I would kick it with Boosie. All right. Like, if he was right here, he'd be cool to chop it up with all day long. I just can't listen to them records, though. The music does nothing for me, and I felt like he was trying super hard to live up to the Boopak name of this album.
He did.
He tried to have 20 Brendas has a baby, bro. Like, stop, bro.
I mean, but what I'm saying is that's not a stretch from him, though.
I 20 like any 20 project, songs no, of it is though.
No, but any project there's 24 songs on there. Let's be real.
Yeah, 20 of them are Brendas got a baby.
No. I mean, but any project that you listen to, he gonna be real. He gonna be in his feelings like that, because that's who he is. That's why people love him like they do. That's why people ride with Boosie.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's he has to give you that. He can't give you like I just feel like at this point in his career, like what he tours on are those songs. Like, he ain't gonna give you a Wipe Me Down no more. He ain't got that in him.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Ain't no more Wipe Me Downs. Ain't no more
INDE.
Ain't no more of that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's a wrap. So what he is going to be able to give you is like what Scarface doing. Scarface can drop that deeply rooted thing he just did. He going to maybe go on tour this year. He'll hit 20 cities.
Yeah.
He'll be 200 people in those little shows. You know what I mean? He going to get a bag for it. That's what Boosie doing.
On a whole nother note, though, that NERD came out. I fuck with that, though.
That was banging. I didn't get to listen to that.
I don't. But the only problem is I don't like the first song. So, like, that's always a problem. Your first song out the gate it sets the tone for the project. Like, that motherfucker got to be banging, if nothing else. So if you listen to it, you might not like the first song. It's on some NERD shit. They're not traditional rap.
Right.
So just ignore the first song.
So
it's the one with Rihanna.
Is that what, Pharrell?
Chad. Pharrell in the third black dude, and I cannot think of his name right now. I'm hot about it. But it's a third dude.
Any dope features on there? Anything worth checking for?
Your boy, it's a couple of people on there. Gucci on there.
Push on there.
Kendrick on there. Andre.
Let's go. Andre's on there.
Yeah, Future. Kendrick on there twice.
Who on there? Kendrick on there twice?
Yeah.
That's amazing. How'd they get two Kendrick verses?
They got Nerd has a song with Gucci and Wale. Who would have thought we'd have saw that?
Gucci and Wale got another song together.
Ah, that's old, dude. Yeah, I'm tripping. Was it Nike Boost? Nah, he wasn't. That was Wayne on there.
That was Wayne. They do have a song. I can't think of what it is right now. Y'all let us know in the rap chat, man.
I won't
listen
to it.
Facebook.
I ain't gonna listen to it.
Drop that link for Animal Brown.
I won't listen to
it. Y'all do that, man.
All right, man. Let's get to the music.
What we got? King who? What's this guy's name?
The best rapper alive, King Los.
Oh.
That's his name. Oh, he needs to change his name to the best rapper alive, King Los.
Yo, you keep sliding this dude in here every quarter.
Absolutely.
We keep thinking he's going to come out with a project. He never does.
He did. It's called the GOAT tape.
Where is his CD?
The GOAT tape.
Where old school. I'm going to take it old school. Where is his CD?
It's on that pill.
Where's your album? On that pill. Oh, okay.
It's on that pill.
Gotcha.
All
right, buddy.
He's rapping over a couple Jack beats.
That's why Puff was talking bad to him.
One of the Jack beats was the Kendrick Sing About Me, the classic record on the Good Kid, Mad City.
What?
Let's hear him take off on it and do it justice.
Like a classic. By design, not by decision.
Stuck in my way, stuck in the system, I'm stuck. But fuck, having an image. I really be fucking with you, cause you don't be rapping them gimmicks. Your vernacular is something supreme, surpassing the limits. See, my everyday struggle was actually academics, my nigga. You got it mastered, I be considered the average Joe. But in these streets, I've adapted well to these tactics, impregnated with sin, made money my wife. And that's cause a Lexus is valued more than a life in my hood. I heard your papa got murdered when you was young. Seen an interview, you spoke on emotion, how you was numb. But you still grew and did it congruent to doing something you love. I think it's love how you made it out where you from. See, the truth is an art that even the hardest could feel. Spit that block shit, you need to get back with Marty for real. I'm glad he fought his appeal, cause when them crackers trying to crack you, they make you targets for real. But tell me God isn't real. The very thought of a skill that dedication could nurture furthers my intuition. That hesitation could hurt you. Be strong, be humble, be wise, be on your shit. Be quick on your feet, be hip to these niggas that's on your dick. Real shit, stay up on your focus and observation. Pick your friends by characteristics and conversation. Good word is worth more than a billion. Fuck celebrity, money should never motivate man more than integrity, see. They trapped my body but never could take my mind. I had every watch that money could buy but wasted time. Pushed every car a nigga could dream but lacked the drive to take the smarter road, so to speak. But that was pride. The black race is no rat race, a competition. I can't even get a letter from bitches I sponsored tricking. Tricked into thinking it was some loyalty to this shit. That she would see me locked and treat me like royalty in this bitch. You got something special, and your speech is specified. It's like an extra vibe that keeps your message electrified. See, I was known for packing a Mac, cracking a 40, stacking Mac and a shorty. Back and forth to New York, niggas pushing packages for me. All that hazardous glory, the pressures of perseverance won't let my passions ignore me. But ashes to ashes with living life like a movie verse, really mapping the story. I won't be back till I'm 40, but I promise this. All my future achievements and accomplishments will be based on cognitive equity and consciousness. But you can't buy a soul that ain't for sponsorship. This from a real street nigga, shorty, you are the shit. I got niggas all in the pen saying you hard as shit. And I don't do friendships, I do partnerships. You play your part, I play my part, and we go far as shit. Remember, steel sharpens steel, so it still ain't no reason to let niggas chill around you if they dull as shit.
I don't do friendships, I do partnerships. You do your part, I do my part, and we go far as shit. You heard him,
Los. How long it take you to remember that?
Let's go, Los.
You've been listening to that all weekend.
No, everybody need to remember that. Everybody need to write that down, and they need to share it with their closest people.
He need to quit being disrespectful to Kendrick.
That is a classic Kendrick
jump
record,
on that
though.
Beat right there.
That's probably one of my favorite Kendrick songs.
You need to call out the TDE before you jump on that beat, man.
He's probably the only nigga allowed to get on that. That's why they sent it to him. They
when
probably
we gonna
gave
get a
him
Los album?
Huh?
When are we going to get a Los album?
I think we got one last year.
Did we?
Money, Love, War, or something like that?
That came out?
Money, God, War.
What was that under? All right, well, let me rephrase the question. Is Los ever going to blow?
No. Why? And that's fine. He doesn't have to blow to be the best rapper alive. That's what niggas is getting confused.
But I'm saying, like, is he touring off of this? Like, I don't understand what.
He's staying relevant.
What's the correlation with being the best rapper alive if you're Los? Like, are you going to a Los show?
Yes.
How many people going to be there?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Especially in the A.
Anywhere.
He's
where?
Dope.
Where is he selling out at?
In Baltimore. He going to be big in the home city. Hometown going to show him love.
Baltimore not going to see him.
That's just disrespectful.
Baltimore not going to the Los
people
show.
People will go to see him freestyle.
No, they won't.
Like, pick shit off the wall and shit to rap about? That'll
no,
be cold.
They won't. They will not do that. No one is doing it, and you dope. Know it.
I'm finna hit them up with
oh
that idea.
My God.
The first get live freestyle, dude. Stop. $20 a head.
I just want to know where Los' career is headed.
That nigga cold, bro.
That's fine.
Like, dude be spitting.
Where does being a good rapper get you in 2018?
It gets you my respect.
Yeah. Congratulations. Take that to the bank.
Don't act like he
there
not
you
ghost.
Go, King Los.
We gonna act like he not ghostwriting? Getting checks
who?
Off that? Puff.
I don't... Puff don't even deal with him no more. Puff don't rap. Shit.
Puff raps.
Puff
and
sells
he
vodka.
With...
Puff is on the Forbes list.
He
don't need Los to write rhymes for him no more.
He writing the commercials.
Sorry. Los, like, I'm just wondering where he putting his value.
He goes writing the tweets.
He need to do something. That's all I'm saying. All
right, man. Let's get to the top 10 albums of the year. We all know Los is dope. There's no need to debate that.
Cash,
you have a list.
That check at the bank.
You have a list. I have a list. This is one of the hardest lists I have written since we've been doing this show. I went back and forth. I could have put 20 albums in the top 10. I feel like this is the deepest year in rap in rap history.
Very good year in hip hop.
I think this is the best year in rap, at least in the internet age. At worst.
Yeah.
At worst, the internet age.
Since Napster?
Yes, since Napster, since all that shit. I think this is the best. Ever since the floodgates have been opened and everybody was able to make anything out their house, this is the best year in rap.
I don't disagree with that. I feel like everybody that did come with it this year, we've said before, they came with it. So, yeah, I agree.
And I feel like a lot of people bring up like 97, 98. I think those are dope, but I think they're top heavy. I think like the top five are amazing, and then it kind of, six is okay, and then it starts to tail off early.
No, I disagree with that. Nah, I think that there's a pretty thorough list out there for 95 and 96. I do understand what you're saying, though, as far as it being a lot more. There is a lot more. I won't call 95 and 96 top heavy. What I will say is that what you have now is in 95, 96, those top 10.
I'm saying 96, 98, by the way.
Okay, 96, 98. Those albums, the top 10, if you listen to hip-hop, you had to listen to those, right?
I understand. Yeah, that's fair.
Me and you can sit here and name 20 different albums. You could have 10, and I can have a totally different 10.
True.
And somebody out there could be listening to this show. They could like hip-hop just like us, and they could not mention either one of those 10s, and you can't say either list is bad.
Agreed.
That's the place we're in, and I love right now.
It's deep. All right, man. So before we get to our top 10, give me a couple of honorable mentions that didn't quite make the list, but were close.
First and foremost, I'm going to steal your thunder here.
Okay.
Shout out to home team, Starlito.
Ooh.
Hell of a year.
Major year.
I'm going to honorable mention. My first one would be that Hot Chicken. That Hot
Fire.
Chicken was a dope album. For those that don't know, we are from Nashville, Tennessee, and Hot Chicken is the star cuisine from our city. You know what I'm saying? That's what we known for. That's our signature dish.
There you go.
That's what I was looking for. So that's our signature dish, and Star made a album based off that signature dish, Hot Chicken. A lot of Nashville locals were on the album, but don't let that take away from what it did. It was a very dope album, so check out that Hot Chicken.
Absolutely. I got to go. I've got a couple star projects, too. I could have went Step Brothers 3, which is arguably the best Step Brothers. I could have went the Hot Chicken, or I could go to Starlito's Way 4. He had a great year. It took everything in me. If I could combine all three and put them on, I would put them on the top 10. But he had a great year. Just barely missed the cut. Also, I will say,
I'm going 6 a.m. in Vegas. It's my song off there, too.
That's banging. Action Bronson, Blue Chip 7000. Just barely missed my list. Action Bronson is entertaining. He can spit. I'm literally laughing out loud listening to the bars in the car. Like, you never know where his punchlines are going to land, and I like that it's not predictable. I fuck with that shit heavy. Y'all check out that Blue Chip 7000 if y'all forgot about it or didn't get a chance to listen to it. Any other honorable mentions?
I got Aminé. He was on the freshman class for this year for XXL.
Really?
From California, yeah. I don't know how I stumbled upon his album, which is called Good For You.
I thought it was from like Portland or some shit.
Somewhere on the West Coast.
Okay, there you go.
Somewhere I say that. He's the yellow king. He buying the color yellow, kind of like what Cam was to Pink in our era. He's to yellow.
Okay.
I listened to the album. It's pretty good, man. It ain't an album that you're going to just put in and listen to bars or nothing, but if you on vacation, you're out on the West Coast, you're chilling, you got the top down in December. You know, you got your cooler
top
travel.
Down in the winter. That's what winters
cooler
do.
Cooler travel on while you in the wintertime. Like, this is a cool album for this. Y'all check out that Aminé. I think I'm saying his name right. Good For You album. It's banging. My song on there is Money. Money is banging.
I'm going to check them out, man, one of these days. I will say this. This barely missed the cut. And I didn't fuck with this album when it came out because I was a little overloaded with this particular artist. But if you remember, Future dropped Back to Back. He dropped the Future album and then followed that up with the Hendrix. It was too much for me. But, man, I doubled back like a couple days ago. Nigga, that Hendrix is fire. Like, I was dog. Cause
I missed it.
I started seeing it on a lot of people's list.
Is that the R&B one? Is that the rap?
That's the R&B one. But it's not really like R&B, though. It's Future doing his Future shit.
R&B.
Yeah. But it's not like how that album was. Like, what was his second album? Not Pluto, but the one where he was with Sierra and they tried to kind of water that shit down. It was trash. It's not that.
The one with the I'm looking for.
Oh my God.
That right there.
Some slaw. That album was trash.
I heard that.
Is it Be Honest or some shit? Bullshit.
What song is that?
Honest.
That Beamer was a loner. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You made that up.
Nah, Future fans know what I'm talking about.
You made that up.
Come on.
But that Hendrix, though?
Man, ain't banging like it.
Stop.
Hey, it would have made your list if it was banging.
Now that I'm talking about it, I might add this shit on my top 10.
Relax.
I ain't gonna lie, this album banging, dog. But other than that, though, Belly, RJ, and Joey Badass had good projects, too.
I got Run the Jewels, I got Layla's Wisdom, Which one?
God, that let me down. That motherfucker.
Layla's Wisdom and Run the Jewels.
That Rhapsody let me down.
I mean, that's just Hayden.
Jesus. Congrats to her with the Grammy nominees. I want to see her win and everything, but I cannot fuck with that album. Mm. One of these days, in like 3 years from now, I'll double back and listen to it.
That's sad. The Wild by Raekwon, also honorable mention for me.
I forgot all about the Raekwon shit.
Wayne, best verse of the year.
He ripped that.
Tough.
He ripped that. Oh, that Trader Truth was good, too. All right. Let's get to the top 10.
10 of 10. Woo. Of a hell like, of a year.
You just noticed we had like 8 different honorable mentions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Just off the wham.
Just like, off the top. Man. That's crazy. No, we're going to go from 10 to 1. I've got my list. You've got your list. Are you kicking us off?
No, you go ahead.
All right, I'm going number 10. This caught me completely off guard. But the young boy, XXXTentacion.
Oh my God.
His album 17.
You should have put, you could have clearly knocked on.
Was amazing.
Amazing?
Yes. Nothing short of amazing. Straight to the point. Songs kind of felt unfinished. They had a theme to it. It was really dark. Had like a kind of a depressed suicide theme. You got to be in the right mood to listen to it.
Can you give me a comp to that album?
That's what makes it so dope. I can't.
Okay. A comp is a comparable album.
Absolutely. Now, it's alternative hip hop, so it's not boom bap rapping on the kitchen table shit or beating on the kitchen table.
It's Drake-ish?
No. It's like, unlike anything you've ever fucking heard. It's what it is. It's
possible.
So it's too bad that he's facing a million years in jail right now.
He just got 10 more charges added on to him.
Jesus. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to turn out, but his future is bright if he can't clean up his act. This project shocked the shit out of me, blew my mind. Kendrick tweeted about it early the following morning that it dropped. He knew, I knew, I told him about it, so he tweeted it. This shit is banging. He did numbers. Man. The kid has potential like crazy.
I'm just going to chalk this up to hype beast. I don't even think you like this album.
Man, that shit is good, bro.
What like?
I let that shit ride, man.
What do you mean it's good? Like, give me like I told you with the Aminé album, right? Like, if I mean, where am I when I'm listening to this XXXTentacion?
Playing Madden. You on the season.
Okay.
That's it. So you're on like the season.
Somewhere doing something. Can I clean up the house? Am I cooking?
No. So just, you can cook, though.
You can cook.
You can't clean the house, though. It's not
like
that
type. Background music.
It is, but it's really good, though. And it's unlike anything a hip-hop artist has put out ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
Like, it took me back to, like, Nirvana, like, 90s shit.
So, he's cheating. So, he's one of the dudes that Wale and Nicki Minaj are talking about.
No, he's not white.
Yeah.
More on that later, but he's not white. But, yeah, y'all give that a chance, man. Just be in the right mood, man. Don't listen to that shit headed to the club. It's not going to work. It's not that type project.
Unless you're going to kill some.
Right.
The club. All right. Number 10 for me, I'm going to go with this guy drops a lot of albums, a lot of music is out there, but I feel like this is one of the better projects that he's put out in a long time. It was well put together. Mr. Davis, Mr. Gucci Man Davis, Roderick come on Davis. Down. Number 10 on my list. I feel like that was a great album, well put together. That was the one that I would have called Mr. Davis. That's the one that I would want bearing my last name. That album was like, of all of the, like, the Mr. Glacier that's finna come out and the East Atlanta sound.
Drop Top Wop.
Yeah, like, okay, I get what you're doing and the money from the streams that come from that, but I feel like this was the for real deal project. This was the completion of the marriage. This was the new Gucci. I feel like this was, he represented well on this.
Listen, like Boosie, I'm not a 100% fan of his music, but I get why people are. We were listening.
Legend, that's why.
Fuck. This shit came out while we were in Miami for Revolt, and we were listening to it in the car. And we got out, and I was thinking this, and you said it first. Damn, that might be Gucci's best project.
Ever.
That might be his best real album deal. Ever. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Like, usually like, Gucci give you, like, he give you some fillers, some skip throughs, some stuff you don't like, but
this,
like,
motherfucker this was fire, right though.
It told a little story. It was cohesive.
Yeah.
It was,
I think he has some help it. On them.
What do you mean?
Putting songs together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you sounded like Drake help.
Nah. It sounded like he had help putting the songs together in a good way.
That's fine. Cooler A&R.
Absolutely.
Whoever working over with QC working with him.
That makes sense. That's a good project. I don't need the Glacier joint though. I think we're gonna be back to the regular degular.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, man. That's just what we get.
All right, man. My number 9. Meek Mill wins and losses, man.
Really?
Hashtag both of my 10 and 9 guys are locked up right now. It's kind of fucked up. Free Meek. This is his best project. There's a lot of people, and you're going to hear this. You're going to hear this is this person's best project. I could say that about several people this year.
This Meek Mill best project.
I believe so.
Jesus.
It's easily his best album. Like, this motherfucker was fire. Like, dead ass, 1 through 9, banging. Period. Off the wham.
I ain't a beat.
Stop. It's that good, bro. Young Black America was crazy. Made It From Nothing with Teyana Taylor was crazy. Heavy Heart, Fuck the Checkup, whatever you need. Like, that. 1942 flows, bruh.
He got some dope songs on him.
This album, this is the bounce back album. I know he had the project last year with DC4, which was also good.
That was, yeah.
That was a good project too. He came back to back, no pun intended, and showed that he can still make music and that he can still be a relevant voice in hip hop. So, who else is repping Philly right now out of hip hop? He waving a flag and he's doing a good job of it because this project was fire.
ARAB.
I mean, yeah. I never listen to ARAB stuff though. I don't know what he
Drake
got going
pull
on.
Up ARAB, man.
Shout out to ARAB. Apparently Drake is banging that
where
shit.
Y'all at?
But this album is good, man. Double back on it if y'all haven't listened to it in a minute. It still holds up. Sounds just as good as it did the day it came out. Free Meek, I don't know what he's gonna do from here, but at least he left us with this. This should hold us over for a
minute. Shout out to the Chasers, man, and Meek Mill, free him. My number 9 is someone that I had previously written off. Hadn't came out Ooh. With a good project in a long time, but he dropped a double CD. And
oh my God.
One of the few double CDs that I liked.
Don't say Bupac,
other
please.
Than the Bupac. That's the Crit.
Nah, you shitted on that Crit when he...
I did.
Fuck out
I
of here.
I did shit on it, but I doubled back. And that's a dope piece of work. I feel, especially as far as the criteria that I'm holding it to, which is Crit was here. I always will say this forever, that Crit put out... He made the mistake of putting out his best project ever as his first project that we heard.
That's
which was Crit was here.
Yeah.
Certified classic in the hood or wherever you want to go. With that being said, I feel like this was one of the few times that he was able to get back in his bag as far as Crit was his bag. Like, there were some songs that it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. But double disc, you're going to get a lot.
True, but once he was explaining it, especially talking about one CD was Crit and the other one was Justin
was
as
hard.
Far as him, and then going back and listening to it after that, I did shit on it at first, like you said, but I move it to number 9 on my list. I take back what I said from that Crit. That's a dope ass album. So that's my number 9. And what is it? Crit Forever Was a Mighty Long Time. Is that the name?
Yes, sir. Yep, that mix messages.
Oh man, what was it? Drunken Thoughts, I believe.
Oh, the Drinking Sessions.
Oh man,
that's crazy.
Them last three right there. Like them three songs in succession.
Yeah,
the
I like that
sessions.
Price of Fame.
Price of Fame. The intro.
The intro banging. He got some shit on
here. Your confetti ain't heavy, nigga. Come on, man.
And he's spitting, too.
He is. So I like that. It's my number 9.
Does that mean he's back? Or that he's...
Now, Chris said he had projects on deck. I need to hear what those sound like. I'm willing to give it an ear now. He back in his bag as far as being credible.
Because
he had lost that for a second with me. But now he's back. I feel like that he's back in that lane. But it ain't going to take but one album to get back out of there.
Yeah.
I don't need no Cadillac, Lactica, or none of that. I need you to continue to build off this.
Hey, listen to those freestyles, too. If y'all saw Crit on his press run, he was possessed.
That added to it, too.
Oof.
I had to go back and listen to the album after I seen some of the freestyles.
God damn.
That's a fact.
Hey, boy. Hey, he nice. He nice as hell. All right.
Who you got at number 8?
My number 8, man. This, I can't believe I've got this on my top 10.
Who is it?
Because I am a big proponent of this man being overrated, mainly by you.
Who is it?
Pretty Girls Like Trap Music, man. 2
Oh,
Chainz.
Yeah. Probably the best lyricist on your list. Let's do it.
It's actually probably the
Let's
worst.
Let's go, Chainz.
I will say this.
Brand new song, Viceland. Check it out.
This is quality trap music, dude. Like, it's this, he put this project together, and I'm not even gonna talk about the rollout and the house with the whip out front and the merch line and the trap paintings and the events that he had set up and how he pretty much single handedly made trap the word of the damn year.
Let's go. That's what 2 Chainz do, man.
He killed the rollout and all that, but man, this album is fire. Like, it's grade A trap music, bro. Like, you can't ask for nothing else if you're looking for it.
Most creative rap in the game.
You just had to take it Chainz. One step too goddamn far. Chainz.
They used to call me Titty.
Several songs are here. Rolls Royce, bitch. It's a vibe. Ran the summer. Ran it.
It's a vibe. That's the term for the summer, wasn't it?
That's true.
It's a vibe, bro.
I like that Doe Swinging. Riverdale Road, Trap Check, that's one of my favorites. And then flipped up at the end with the joint with Pharrell and the joint with Monica. Like, album first.
Relax.
This ain't better than Boats?
No, not that Boats 1.
Get the fuck out of it.
Mm-mm, don't do it. It ain't better than that Boats 1.
This is barbecue.
It's right there with that Boats 2, right here with this.
Crazy as fuck. Boats 2 some slaw.
No.
Slaw. I'm different. That. Yeah, I'm the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's a single, and it was banging too, if you want to go there. But like, that Boats 1 banging. Don't do that.
I was scared of this 2 Chainz because he had just dropped a collab album with Wayne last year that did nothing.
That was for Wayne.
That's fair. And then he dropped those 2 EPs that were trash. The Hibachi at Breakfast or whatever the fuck it was.
No.
Hibachi for Lunch. Hibachi that was some slaw. Lunch.
And
that big amount, that was it.
That was a hit.
Okay.
That's it, is it? Like, his EP's got hits. And you dismissing
it. It has a hit.
It's just Chainz, not hits.
He made up for this trap.
The other one had the dabbing song on that EP that you dismissing. It had the dabbing shit on there with that Cam Newton was getting banned for. Oh, you don't remember?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You don't remember the commercial? You don't remember none of that?
None of that.
Okay, I remember Cam Newton dabbing in the commercial, the 2 Chainz.
Who?
Watch out, little bitch. Yeah. I remember now.
Yeah, all right. I'm good.
Number 8 for me, you heard him on the new Jeezy. Number 2, Detroit repping. I had to get payroll in here, man. Payface, talking that talk.
Payface.
That Payface album is bang. One of the few guys that's talking the talk like Jeezy was talking back in the day. I just like how smooth he is. Like, Jeezy said this on an interview that I was listening to, and I felt it rang true, especially for all of the Detroit rappers that you hear. Detroit, you don't never hear, other than what you just mentioned with Eminem.
Yeah.
I don't hear them trying to do the Migos flow. I don't see them trying to fit in. Like, Detroit people are Detroit people.
They stay true to themselves.
Yeah, like, it's us.
Cartier's.
Like, it's what we getting on. It's us. We doing our thing. Like, y'all ain't on it. Y'all lame.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about the payroll, the Payface album. He remade Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It.
That was hilarious.
To This Is How We Move It. Straight getting it in. And that song is banging. So if you can do that, man, to me, man, I just love the talk on the album, the flow, all of that stuff.
That payroll,
that Payface banging.
That payroll is heavy. Payroll Giovanni is a beast. Now,
straight from the D, y'all check him out.
Absolutely. Shout out to me. I have been talking about him for years. You didn't listen.
Now, you were talking about that group.
Doughboys Cash Out.
Right.
He was the standout from Doughboys Cash Out. Now, if you listen to Doughboys Cash Out, payroll is not new.
Other 2 dudes.
3 dudes.
I don't care.
It was 4 altogether.
One of them passed, right?
Oh, he did?
I don't. Don't call me on that.
Yeah, damn, what's that nigga name? Yeah, I think one of them did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, been on him. Shout out to my Pistons, Detroit. I'll be up there later next year, catch a game, Little Caesars Arena. You know, all my Detroit listeners fuck with me. I'll be in the city. Yeah, that payroll tough. That's a good project. I had forgot that came out, though, I'm going to be honest, with the slew of shit that dropped. I forgot about payroll. Don't sleep on that if you ain't on it.
Yeah, get on that. What you got for number 7?
Number 7. This is hurting me to put this low because this is probably my favorite rapper. I've got Drake More Life at number 7.
What?
Drake More Life, the playlist.
The only reason that he made the list is because he's your favorite rapper.
No. He made the list because this album is, again, he hit us with a great body of work, as he always does.
He hit us with a great body of work.
The only problem is that his catalog is so deep. He set the bar so high for himself.
Could you remove his dick from your mouth? How about you do that? God. Jesus,
I just
Christ.
Can't be a fan no more, apparently.
Yeah, this is a little bit more than fan it.
Free Smoke. It's too much heat on here for me to name. Portland, man. Sacrifices, Nothing's Into Something's, Teenage Fever, I can go all day.
Bro.
He got people listening to UK rap.
If you can get 45 people in the room and write 23 songs.
Whatever, man. If you got the cheat code,
it's
use
cool.
it.
I use
up,
it.
Up, down, left, right, square, at
don't
ABABA.
Make my list, though. It don't make my list. I need a little bit more authenticity, a little bit more integrity in my albums.
22.
My albums of the year, I need a little bit more integrity.
22 tracks deep, man. Playlist. This is what you put on when you're cleaning the house.
No.
If you have a house.
No, you don't.
Clean the house to this. Banging. And it's got the different vibes too. You gotta be open minded, man. Look,
bro,
if you listen,
no one wants to hear Drake cleaning the house.
Well, fine, listen to 2006 Boosie then, bro. If you're stuck in that,
I will. And I clean my house very well listening to that.
That's fine. If you wanna be in 2017 cleaning your crib, listen to this Drake. Open your mind up. Listen to some different flavors, dude. This gives you a little bit of Drake.
To hear a Canadian rapping English, what is it called? Grunge style.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
I don't want to hear it. Like, that was cool. I'm cool off of that whole thing.
He gave me Flossin' Drake.
Oh, my God.
He gave me.
Still talking about him?
He gave me Trap Drake.
Trap Drake.
He gave me. Okay. He gave me Vulnerable Drake. He gave me R&B
That's
Drake.
That's Drake. That's Drake. Vulnerable Drake is Drake.
This project was better than people gave it credit for.
Drake's a hell of an artist, man. That project was overrated at best.
That's my number seven.
A whole lot of songs thrown together. My number seven, a true blue number seven, and I don't want to use blue lightly in this sense. My guy Mozzie. One Up Top Ock.
That's
the name
project.
Of the album. Banging.
That's a good project.
Banging. That's probably that. I really got Slick got that rated too low. That was one of my favorite projects of the year. I was new to Mozzie. I really wasn't on him at first, but I listened to this whole project and I found myself running it back several times.
Yeah.
A lot of dope songs on there. Like, come from a real perspective. From the Bay Area, like, you don't really get a lot of fake dudes coming from the Bay anyway. And I just feel like that he was a very authentic representation of the whole area. Like, the songs were dope, the topics were dope. I loved it. I loved that album.
The authenticity that I get from Boosie when I listen to the music, I get the same from Mozzie.
The One Up Top, Pop. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, me neither. I would love an explanation of what the album is called. I just don't know.
That's clearly some Bay shit. Tough.
Take It Up With God is bananas.
That's fire.
Bananas. Sleepwalking is crazy. He's got good records on there. I'm more interested to hear what he sounds like on this next project. I'm interested to hear the growth
This was probably his biggest commercial, right?
I would presume so. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know much about him before this. Okay. So I don't know if he's got 10 projects or if this is his first. I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, this bang right here.
But it's a tough project. I think when his flow gets more mature and refined, I think he's going to be even better.
When you get that NBA Youngboy push.
I'm anxious to hear his next work, or maybe he's like his next two, because I think he's got potential like a motherfucker.
I like that Tomorrow Ain't Promise, and Unfortunately.
Tomorrow Ain't Promise is crazy.
What you got for number six, man?
Number six, Gangsta Gibbs. Gangsta Gibbs, Freddie Gibbs, You Only Live Twice. Freddie had just came off being locked up overseas, a place nobody wants to be locked up at.
Nobody speaking no English.
You don't want no parts of that.
Oh, that was rough.
He came out, You Only Live Twice. He didn't exploit his situation. He gave a couple of bars on the record and just put out good music. That is why I fuck with Freddie Gibbs. It's eight songs. One of my biggest knocks about projects is that they drop too many songs and there's too many throwaways on the album. Bro, if you'd have took that down from 17 to 12, you would have been on point.
What do you mean exploit the situation, though? People want to hear that, his fans, right?
Yeah, they do, but you could easily have made a diss song about the gal or made that your single or done some clown shit like that to try to capitalize off of it, like people do when they get shot, like, or when people do when they get locked up.
Like Troy.
Exactly.
Okay.
That comes off as cartoonish when you do that, and it's not authentic. When Freddie Gibbs does it, he touched on it on a couple of tracks. You got to be paying attention to hear it.
Yeah, I don't take Gibbs as that type of guy.
And me neither. That's why, and that just made further kind of confirmed what I already believed about him. This is eight songs. It's eight for eight, bro. He might have had a 12-track project and been like, but these are the best eight. Let me just put out the best eight. And I would rather somebody do that than give me 12 for the sake of having 12.
You're giving him a lot of credit.
This album is fire, bro.
I ain't no. No, I'm talking about these are the best 8 and I got 12, especially
you never
know in the era of streaming where he's going to make more money putting 12 songs out as opposed to 8.
But it's not
so
as
I'm
a
saying you're
product.
Giving him a lot of credit as with that. With that being said, I do agree this is a dope project. I'm not the biggest Freddie Gibbs fan. I will admit that. I feel like it's a lot of rapping.
Oh, it's a lot of rapping.
But that Homesick is fire. That Homesick, I feel like I had that on repeat for maybe a day or two. That shit's fire.
He's talking really that like talk that on song. That Homesick.
Yeah, I really like that song.
That's how you address the situation that the situation that he was in. That's how you talk about it.
True. I really like that. But it's a good album. Freddie Gibbs can rap his ass. So.
And I went to the show and it was turned up. Shout out to the homie Dirt.
What number are we on? Get out of here. My number 6. It's a album. Let's go. 21 Year the Savage. It's an album.
I knew there was some bullshit coming.
You knew this hit was gonna be in there. How could you not have this on there? Bank account?
It's so many more albums.
No. 21 Savage came into his own this year. He went from worst to first. He's most improved rapper. Easily most improved from the first time that I heard him. Hits after hits. He done glowed all the way up to the spotlight. Bank Account, probably one of my favorite songs on there. Several more that I like. I have to pull it up to see. But I mean, I appreciate the authenticity of 21 Savage. And that's the theme of a lot of my albums that I have on my list. I don't feel like the 21 Savage feel like he got to go in there and bar nobody down. I don't feel like he got to go in there and try to be some superstar, some rock star, or act like something that he's not. He ain't got to put on a dress. He ain't got to do any of that to sell albums, and he's still selling albums. I like that.
He just
I
has
like
to have a relationship with Amber Rose.
He wasn't selling albums until then?
No.
Did that make him famous?
Yes.
My point. I just like the 21 Savage. I like how he carries himself. I like how he's him, and I think the album was reflective of that.
You like the 7-minute
taking
freestyle?
Taking the whole Issa. Yeah, tough. He ripped that. He ripped that. Taking the whole Issa from the interview and making it a thing, like, that's what the new age is about, and I feel like he's leading the new school.
Give me that songs Issa on album.
No, absolutely.
He's got Nothing New.
No.
Bank Account, Thug Life, and Dead People. Those are the 4 songs on here that are good.
Absolutely not.
I just named them. There's nothing else to name.
Famous is banging.
You just naming a song now.
No, Famous is his first song on there. That's banging. Thug Life. FaceTime.
That's it.
Money Convo.
Now you're just naming the songs on the album,
the
dude. Those are not good.
The 7-minute freestyle. Numb.
Listen.
Fire.
I said this when it came out.
That it was banging?
If there was one rapper, the last rapper on earth that I need to hear a 7-minute freestyle from, his name is 21 Savage.
It's actually
literally the last rapper on earth.
It's actually Los, but go ahead.
Number 5.
Los would kill for 21 Savage career.
Hell no.
Los wouldn't kill for 21 Savage career.
No, he'd kill himself. Oh my God. Top 5 people. We're getting into the meat of things.
What you got number 5?
I got Sigha the Prince, man.
At 5?
Absolutely.
Throw your list away.
This is how major this year is.
Nah, you need to throw your list away.
No Dope on Sundays was stupid. I was afraid of this album.
It ain't 4 albums better than that.
Here's the thing, though. Sigha might be the first rapper to call his own classic. When he was talking about the album, he was saying he was gassing it.
It's cheat code.
This might be the best album of the year. This might be a classic. He was saying all of this. Nobody has ever called their own classic. It has not happened, dude. This nigga might be the first to call his own classic. Time will tell of how it holds up a year from now, 2 years from now. But the bars are ridiculous. Good production, good storytelling, cohesiveness, No Dope on Sunday. I thought the theme was fire. I was shocked. We're in a year when so many people put out heat, even the Ghostwriter, which he was known for before, put out arguably a classic album. 2017 is the best year in rap history. I just had to throw that back in there.
Rap history.
Yes.
I can't believe you got it rated that low, to be honest.
It was hard, man.
It was
really hard.
It was a hard album. Yeah, I just can't believe you got it right at that level.
It was hard for me to put it at 5. But that's how bananas these 4 is. That's ahead of it.
All right.
Give me your 5, man. Top 5.
My number 5 is Pretty Girls Like Trap Music.
Way too high.
Nah. That's right there on the cusp of the top 5 albums of the year. I'll reiterate everything that you said. The rollout, the songs, it's a vibe. I think the 2 Chainz is probably one of the most creative dudes in the game right now. And he's living up to that fact. the brand new show on Viceland I'll talk about, since you stole a lot of the thunder with the album Most Expensive Things. And that's going off the trap music theme and just 2 Chainz being
stunting,
extravagant,
flossy.
Stunting, exactly, just going around doing expensive shit. But yeah, that album fire, man. Like I just, all of, like, I think my favorite song is the one with Monica. Burglar Boss.
The most least trap song on them.
Yeah, Burglar Boss. I feel like I just feel like that's 2 Chainz, and he wrapped it all up. That was a perfect rap on that whole album. So
are they saying that his next album gonna sound like that?
That's what he says. He said his next album is more sample heavy.
He might be back to back then.
If he give us one with the Burglar Boss, if he give us 12 of those,
he might be back to back, dog.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Ready for that. That's 4 straight, actually. Boats 2.
Relax.
Pretty Girls Like Trap Music and the next one.
Relax. Let's go. That's what it should be called.
The next one.
All right, my number 4. Rosé, man.
Man,
rather you than me.
You lowballing people, man.
Rather you than me. Rosé bounced back from an okay Black Market project. We all know Ross, his ability to make music, his ability to pick production, his ability to craft records, put them together. Like, that's, we've known that he's been dope. We didn't know where he was going to go. He fell off a little bit with the Hood Billionaire. That shit was trash. It scared me. But then the Black Market, Black Dollar, those projects were cool. This shit, though, kicking the year off with the Idols Become Rivals.
Birdman diss.
The Birdman diss that really wasn't a diss. It was really just a letdown. It was a diss, but like...
disappointment.
Yeah, there you go.
That was it.
It was a disappointment. Like, that shit, you felt it in him when you listened. He meant everything he said. Apple of my eye, Rafael Sadiq. When he kicked it off with that, I said, oh, shit, this motherfucker finna go up.
And an update on the Birdman diss.
Oh, talk to me.
Today, or whenever he put the snap out, and he was like...
Ross funny on Snapchat, by the way.
Man, he said, man, now you stealing that old woman money.
Ah, Tony Braxton.
He was talking about Tony Braxton.
Ah, shit.
For y'all that don't know, Birdman is allegedly dating Tony Braxton, and Ross...
Ain't they engaged or something?
Yeah. Ross said that Birdman been broke for the last 7 years, and that he's now only dating Tony Braxton to steal her money.
Ah, man. See, he doing that on Snap because he knows it's going to be erased. He thinking niggas can't save that and share it, and they can't.
Hey, man, Birdman got to shoot him, dude.
It's on site now.
He got to.
Somebody
got to.
This Ross, though, man. Santorini, Greece.
Yeah, that Ross bang. That Santorini, Greece.
Game ain't based on sympathy, bro.
I got that ranked a little bit higher up in mine.
Oh, okay. Ross, so we're going to get to it.
We'll get to it. That Ross fire, though.
Give me your number 4.
My number 4, my guy, hold it down here, yeah.
Ooh.
Damn.
Kendrick. Wow.
Yeah, number 4.
Number 4?
Number 4. There's 3 better albums than that.
This nigga's ill.
Number 4. And damn, it was a hell of a rollout. The videos were fire. The whole presentation. Every video, every visual that he did for this album fit perfectly with the bars. That, to me, that's amazing to do, especially in 2017 when people ain't really going to be checking for your videos or they'll be online. So he had shareable stuff. Like, he had stuff that made his album bigger than what it was. And that's what Kendrick do. And I feel like that this damn was that. Like, it was fire.
Did you listen to the new one in reverse?
I did that before then.
You had already put it in reverse? Yeah, you took the time to make a playlist and put it in reverse?
Yes. Yes.
What did you think? Did it make a difference?
Yeah, it do. I mean, after, not immediately. I won't sit here and say, oh man, it's totally different album. Once you read the explanation and read the concept behind it going forward and it going backwards, then yeah, you can understand the whole different tone of the album. It is a difference, but it ain't nothing that stands out.
I was just about to say, because if you take any above average body of work and you play it backwards, it's going to give you another
give a different tone from it. Right. Like, you can do it with Machiavelli. You know what I'm saying? Like, try it with Machiavelli. Listen to that. Listen to that last song first, and then
that's
same thing.
I ain't gonna lie, it threw me off though. Listen to that Kendrick backwards. So it was fucking with me.
Yeah, I mean, but I totally understand what you're saying, because it did me when I first did that. Yeah,
when you're used to something coming after something
exactly,
else,
exactly, and they switched the whole thing up.
All right, man. Top 3 time. Top 3, man. Number 3 is Hov, 444.
Nah, you need to throw your list away. You got the last 3 albums that you've had are severely underrated.
This was so tough, Jay.
Man, you better have.
We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what he was going to talk about. We didn't know if he still had it. We didn't know if he was going to come with the Migos flow like Eminem. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know if he was going to get the Jay-Z and Beyonce Lemonade iced tea mix. We didn't know what we was going to get.
God, no.
This nigga came out with a project.
Everything we knew we didn't need. We didn't know we needed.
Listen, so appropriate for the year. This is one of those albums, I'll probably revisit this in about 5 years and be like, nah, I should have put this number one. I'm probably going to say that in about 5 years because it's going to hold up probably over any of this other stuff. Let's just be honest.
Days.
Production, working with one producer. You can tell it's all cohesive. It's all the same style. 10 tracks straight to the point. Not a lot of features. Just a couple of, you know, the usual suspects, Frank Ocean, Beyonce. Story of OJ changed the game. The footnotes that came with it is ridiculous. The album is heavy as fuck. My favorite song is Marcy Me. I would have done anything to go to the Brooklyn show just to hear that Marcy Me so he could say the Brooklyn shit at the beginning. And I can cry in my seat, dude. God damn, live from Bedford Stuyvesant, the livest one. Do you know how loud motherfuckers would have...
Marcy Me.
It's my favorite song on the project.
Dope album.
I know you got more on that later.
Way too late, low. My number three is one that you just said.
What's that?
Rather me than you, man.
Rather you than me, but rather,
I... Whatever. I've been one of the first to write Ross off. Hood billionaire, cite that.
Trash.
But what I will say with this album, man, this was flawless. Like, I don't even know if nobody could have... Like, there were albums that came out this year that were better than this album.
Okay.
Not a lot, but there were. What I will say about this album, though, I don't know that any other rapper could have put this album together like this. Like with the Birdman diss and how elegant that was. And like you said, the Sagittari Grease song and all the features on there. Everything made sense. It was like a puzzle. It was like Ross putting a puzzle together. And it was so dope to sit and listen to. Like, you can put it in now. And you're going to start with that first song, and you're going to let it ride. You're not going to skip to the, ooh, I think they like me.
Right now.
You're not going to skip to the Birdman song. You're going to let it ride. Like, Ross made an album. Like, you can get that on vinyl. Sit down and listen to that.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like was so dope about that album. He put a whole piece of work together. And I don't think, with the exception of maybe one album, that Ross has a complete piece of work like this. He always he'll throw a curveball at you where you got to skip it. You have to.
Nah.
With this, he didn't really do that. Everything fits.
This isn't his best album.
You what? God Forgives and I Don't?
Teflon Don?
Teflon Don.
God
okay.
Forgives I
That's
Don't.
That's the other one. That would be the other one. Ooh. That I say he put together perfectly was it Teflon Don.
God Forgives and I Don't is a movie. Like, it's an audio movie.
It's skippable songs on there.
Man, that shit. Listen to that shit in some hot. Listen, take your best quality headphones. Listen to that shit to the fucking max. It's like a soundtrack. It's like a score. Like that, man, y'all listen to that God Forgives I Don't. This shit is fire too. Don't get it twisted. Rather You Than Me is banging too. But my favorite Ross, and I think it is severely slept on, is that God Forgives. Shit is crazy.
But Rather You Than Me.
That was your number three?
Yes, my number three.
My number two, man.
What you got?
This is a young man who has come into his own these last couple of years.
I feel like you need to throw your list away.
Big Sean, I Decided, is number two. This album came out at the top of the year, and it set the tone for 2017. I Decided can be taken in 100 different meanings. How I read it, I decided to get off my ass. I decided to put that business plan together I've been talking about. Not me, literally. I'm just saying, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. I decided to do everything that I've been planning to do to put myself in motion to win. And that is exactly what Big Sean has been doing for the last couple of years with the Dark Sky Paradise in 2015, 2016, and the moves that he's made to set himself up to say I Decided and to fulfill it, following in Ye's footsteps on good music.
You decided to severely overrate this album.
Nah, this shit is, man, listen.
That's what you decided.
There's maybe two songs I don't like.
You decided.
But Voices in My Head, Sunday Morning Jetpack, Sacrifices, Halfway Out the Balcony, Omi, bruh. Then he had the singles.
Bang.
Huh?
Halfway Out the Balcony, bang.
That shit crazy. Bounce Back, The Light, bruh, like, Even the club should, the moves and bounce back. Listen to what he's saying on bounce back, man. Just listen to what he is saying, dude. That shit, if that doesn't motivate you, you have no soul. You're not alive. Like, listen to the gem. He is dropping so many gems on this album, and I think a lot of people slept on it. What people like to do is highlight all of the reaches that he does with the punchlines, like what he did on the Metro Boomin project, which was underwhelming. You notice neither one of us has mentioned that.
Nah, it's popular, this shit on Big Sean right now.
That's the hot thing to do.
Yeah.
Cool. Read the lyrics to Bounce Back. Read the lyrics to Voices in My Head and stick to the plan.
I ain't going to lie to you, though. You're saying read the lyrics.
Yes.
I ain't got to read Future lyrics. I ain't got to read Kendrick lyrics. You know, like, I get what you're saying as far as the depth of them, but I ain't got to slow down and read those people's lyrics. And I feel like that's a lot of people's complaints with Big Sean. Big Sean can rap his ass off.
Clearly.
There's something missing, though.
Like, I don't think so.
I feel like there is.
Dark Sky Paradise was banging.
It was.
So was this.
Okay. But why are we doing the Metro Boomin thing? Like, why are we putting out albums where you're getting drug on? Like, I just don't think that he does what other marquee artists do. Like,
but you can't
whether
knock
it's exposing him. Yourself too much or doing the wrong things, making the wrong moves with your team. I don't feel like that he does what a Kendrick, a J. Cole, or anybody else that he's mentioned with as far as being a rapper.
His last three projects were all critically acclaimed. With the exception of the last
that
one.
Metro Boomin.
No, with the exception of the Metro Boomin. I'm referring to this. I decided the joint with Jhené Aiko, the 2088.
Stop.
Bro, people fuck
that,
with that shit.
That's not critically acclaimed.
Yes, it is, bro. People fuck with that shit, bro.
People fucked with it and critically acclaimed is two different things.
Well, okay. The last three albums people fuck with.
People fuck with Belly. It's not critically acclaimed.
People fuck with that 2088 and the Dark Sky Paradise.
And Dark Sky Paradise and I Decided.
On top of that, I decided his show, his tour, dumb lit.
Right.
Put an excellent show together. He's clearly been taking notes from Ye on how to put a show on.
Okay.
Because he set that bitch
from
off.
I just don't feel like that he is living up to where we're putting him as a lyricist.
Bro, don't do that just because he had an average project with a producer.
I'm doing that because he's had two great projects and we still want to know... Why are we putting him with Kendrick? Why are we putting him with Cole?
You want to know why?
Why are we doing it with the Drake thing?
Like, listen to Bigger Than Me on this I Decided.
Okay.
If you can't relate to wanting to be a part of something bigger than you, then maybe that's not for you then.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's all I'm saying.
Don't try to turn it into no horse.
Nah, I just said it's not for you.
I get it. I understand. I'm just talking about him in comparison to his peers, his counterparts.
He's just as nice.
Oh, man.
Next.
Yeah. All right.
Number two
for me. No Dope on Sundays, man. No Dope on Sundays. To revisit what you said, like, I ain't gonna lie, I thought Sahai was full of shit when he was going on his promo tour talking about he had this dope ass album and this and that. But I do kind of feel like you can say I have a classic album if Kanye West executive produced your album. You can say that, and you can kind of be overzealous in what you're saying, right? And you're gonna feel confident in it as well. I love this album, man. I like the samples. I like the rapping. I like the concept. I like what he was talking about. Some people may call it old people music, old head music. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, who cares?
Because there's no snap single on the radio.
Good.
I'm fine with that. But I can still sit and listen to these 13, 12 songs, whatever it may be, and I'm satisfied at the end of the day. The features were nice. Everything fit into place. And this was one of my favorite albums that I'll be listening to through 2018 until we get the new flock of what's coming out.
Rapping his ass off.
Rapping it off. Like, I would, yes, that's a fact.
Listen, I would love for him to have a tour and a budget like a Big Sean. I'm not going to say like a Ye. That's doing too much. Mm-hmm. But like a Big Sean budget-wise, if he could do a tour and theme his show around it as opposed to just him on stage, which is fine, too. I've seen him in person. I saw him in person a couple years ago.
Right.
But if he could theme it and put a nice little backdrop and some props and have a for real production, I think he is capable of doing that. I just don't know if this is the project where he gets the budget for that, but it could be dope. This album's crazy.
I agree. I think that he solidified himself with this project. The next project probably be more single friendly, more radio friendly, and he's going to be able to do what you're saying and be a bigger star.
He got it, though.
He got it. What you got for number one? What's your number one album of the year?
The only album that I haven't mentioned yet. That Kendrick Lamar, damn. I had to give it to him, man.
I thought you was going to say Flower Boy.
That's in my honorable mention. That Tyler the Creator, that's his. I said there's 15 people who put their best body of work out this year. Tyler Creator's one of them. Prior to this, I couldn't even listen to dude.
I didn't listen to this.
I couldn't. This shit, this is his best project. The production is ridiculous. If this was an Andre 3000 album, it'd be hailed as a classic.
Oh, God.
That's how crazy the production is on that Tyler the Creator.
Why is Kendrick your number one album?
Kendrick is the number one album because it's the best album of the year. The Bounce Back was
what?
Listen, it's the best
it's
album
not
of the
reason.
Year.
No, what's
I'm
your
getting
reason?
To? I'm digging into the details.
Go ahead.
Listen, I was afraid to death after that To Pimp a Butterfly debacle.
Oh my God.
Then he followed it up with To Pimp a Butterfly Throwaways, which he just clearly was trolling me because he knew I hated that shit.
Jesus Christ.
So the Untitled Unmasked, I'm like, okay, that's enough of that.
How arrogant are you?
We've had enough of
Kendrick
that.
Kendrick Lamar gives a fuck.
Kendrick Lamar was trolling the shit out of me with that. He think he's slick. So I didn't know where he was going to go. I like that we never know when he's going to drop. Is he going to take a year off? Is he going to take 2 years off? Three? We don't know. I like that. So that aura of mystery surrounding his project, he dropped Humble 1 week and said, my album is coming next week. We're like, oh, shit. The Humble was crazy. But when you kick this joint off in that DNA, snap off, ram. I said, oh, hey. Joy. That's when I knew shit was real. Because he is bodying that DNA. Like, that shit came on early in the game, and I was like, hey, this nigga ain't playing.
That's a fact.
So, the album goes in waves a little bit in terms of, like, tempo. So, when you come back behind that DNA with a joint like Yah that's super slow, it can throw you off at first, but this is one of those projects that, A, you listen to as a full body of work, and B, you're going to have to listen to multiple times to fully grasp and understand it. I love the whole rollout. Like you said, the visuals were super dope. He bounced back crazy. He is one of the artists that can make, that can do lyrical shit, but also do radio shit at the same time. Love is crazy. Loyalty is bananas. DNA. He's got the singles. I like the song with U2. Not a lot of people didn't like it. Duckworth, where he's telling the story. Crazy.
That was my favorite song.
I think Fear is my favorite song. Well, no. I like Lust, too. I think there's a lot of slept on songs on here, but it's a really, 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 really good album. I want to call it a classic, but I don't want to just throw that word around loosely. But Kendrick did it again, man. He's going to go down as one of the GOATs when it's all said and done. We're just going to ignore
choice.
That To Pimp a Butterfly shit.
No, that album is one you will get in about 2-3 years. You still got about 2-3 years for you in the club of the To Pimp a Butterfly.
I'm straight.
Yeah. We'll welcome you in later.
What's your numero uno?
Man, what ought to be number one to everybody? The album that no one knew they needed this year, and I say it again, F-044. I was one of the biggest proponents of no Hov album, No Country for Old Men. Didn't think I needed any new Jay-Z. Didn't want to hear about the cheating, debacle, none of that.
Becky with the good hell.
Then I heard that 444. And realized it was everything that I needed in life. That's like, I'm a big Blueprint fan. Love the Black Album. Love American Gangster.
Reasonable Doubt.
Love Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah.
This is comparable. I feel like this is full circle. Like, to be able, as an artist, I've heard, to complete the circle, to start at Reasonable Doubt and the end at 444, if this is where Jay ends at.
Yeah. This will be a walk-off.
Yeah, adds another notch in his belt to being the greatest. Like, if you go and listen to Reasonable Doubt, in which I did, and then you listen to 444, the completeness of what that is and how he turned all of that around, probably not even, like, trying to. Like, not even going in saying, okay, I'm going to wrap Reasonable Doubt up with this album.
Right.
I'm going to make this my walk-off. This my last home run. It just added to what it was. Like, everything that he talking on there needed to be heard, I feel like, in our community, especially now. And I feel like that he was the person that said he did it well. He did it as best as he could. And even though his wife is probably the biggest pop star in the game,
right,
and the topic of him cheating on her was a big topic, it still didn't overshadow the story of OJ.
True.
Still didn't overshadow the rest of the stuff that was on the album, the actual body of work. I feel like Jay did an impeccable job with this album.
Yeah, not
and I didn't know I needed it.
And you know what's crazy is we didn't know what it was going to sound like, and he went in a totally different direction from what the quote unquote sound is for 2017.
Shout out No ID.
And for that reason, this will live on for years. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's not stamped, it's not time stamped with a certain flow or a certain production style.
Right.
So it's timeless, dog. It, like, it will end up. If you would have told me that Jay would have dropped the classic, or fuck it, any rapper would have dropped the classic album at 47, if you told me that 10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have been like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, because rappers date. You put an expiration date on rappers back then.
True.
That, Jay has removed that stigma.
Listen, we did an episode called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. We were clearly ahead of our time. We said that rap's age limit has officially been broken. We said that 2-3 years ago. And then this man drops a classic at 50.
Facts.
So clearly we're prophets. The moral of the story is we're prophets, and we called this 444 2 years ago. Yeah. But nah, the album is tough, though. I'm not going to lie. Again, 5 years from now, I'll say I probably should have said this was number one. Yeah, but for right now, that Kendrick damn was right.
I don't think there's a lot of wrong answers, especially agreed for this year. You know what I'm saying? You going with the damn, me going with 444. Y'all let us know in the rap chat on Facebook what your top 10 albums of the year were. We'd love to have a conversation with you on there. Also on Instagram, y'all can leave a post on the On Deck TV podcast page and let us know what your top 10 albums of the year were there. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Please do. Now, song break. We know we're going over, but this is the end of the year. We had to make this one major, okay? We're going to play a joint off of that Insomnia Addict 2 from Starlito. He did his own version of a couple of beat jacks, and one of them was the Mozzie joint Sleepwalking. He did his own version. It's called Sleepwalking Challenge. Check it out.
Glock up my boxes with a pocket full of rocks. Nah, I'm not finna pop. I'm too much profit. I can't stop it. Me and my partner in the drop. And yeah, we probably got a chopper. High speed chase for the coppers. We gon' knock down all the ops. If I was a robber, I'd be plotting. It's obvious we getting a lot. Check mandatory like Mozzie. And it's one up top. Got that sack off at the college. Sitting in class with a rocket. Hot with a tick. I think I bought the last glass bottle. Lean if it's clean, I want it. Fiend for the cream soda. Sleepwalking. Every step I'm closer to my dreams, Walter. All I need is time. Watch, I'ma get the whole team rollers. Fighting for my freedom. In the meantime, free the homies. Cold game, cold world. So we got all these heaters on me. Believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. Read up on me. Indictments, affidavits, witness statements all summer long. Gotta go to court, I go to war. I won't call none of y'all. I just lost 100 in a month and it's still unresolved. Back with a second. If they front me, then I'm running off.
Alright, man, that was Starlito. Sleepwalking joint over that Mozzie Sleepwalking beat is crazy, and he was ripping it. What do you think?
Yeah, he was saying that down. Y'all check out the short movie that he had to accompany all the releases over the weekend as well. Was it Get Out?
Yeah, man. Get Out. Like, spelled like ghetto out. I thought that was kind of dope. I like how he did it.
Changing faces.
Yeah, tough. All right, man. Question of the week. If you saw Nicki Minaj, first of all, if you're one of the 8 zillion people who follow Nicki Minaj, you might have caught this IG post that she put up that she deleted pretty quickly after. I don't know why people do
deleted
that.
Deleted.
Screenshot showed it, man. People done got that shit. She put a picture up of iTunes, top 10 hip-hop and rap songs. And she said, it's a great time to be a white rapper in America, huh? Reason being, about 6 of the 10 slots were held by white rappers. Eminem, Post Malone on 2 of them, Machine Gun Kelly, Macklemore, and G-Eazy. That's pretty funny.
I didn't even know it was 6 white rappers.
I didn't know Machine Gun Kelly was putting out music right now. I couldn't believe his name was on here.
What is he on there for?
Some song called The Breakup. Is he still on Bad Boy?
Apparently.
Interesting. All right, so she said it was a great time to be a white rapper in America. She said, I'm not bitter or anything. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for a white rapper to sign to my new label. So people kind of went at her. You know, people called her racist, which is
racist.
Yeah, stupid. That doesn't make sense, y'all. Stop doing that. She then later up cleaned her words up a little bit. She didn't backtrack at all, but she posted a clip of J. Cole where he mentioned pretty much the same thing had happened to jazz being whitewashed that he feared would happen to hip hop. He said that about a year or two ago. She put the clip up and was like, he said it, nobody said anything. I said it, and it's a big deal. Does Nicki Minaj have a point, and did she use the right platform to get it off?
Her platform was fine if she had a point, but I don't think she did. Like, I don't see what she was trying to say. Like I said, I didn't know that Machine Gun Kelly had a song in the top, whatever it may be, because that's not where I go to look for my music. And nor would I understand Nicki having a problem with it, because she's not an artist that has to fight for that FaceTime. Like, if Nicki put out a song tomorrow, if it's good or bad, it's going to chart because it's Nicki. And on that platform, she has 22 million followers. So I don't get her gripe. I would get someone like Wale, who chimed in later and was like, yeah, Nicki said this and that, and she's not wrong. So I get Wale, who just put out an album, who was artsy. It's not traditional hip hop, and it was frowned upon. But Nicki, since her first album, has been like slash pop slash hip hop. So that's the hand that's feeding you. So why are you biting it now? Like, because you think that because it's G-Eazy, because it's Eminem, because it's Post Malone, that it's gonna take food out your mouth? Like, I don't get why she's complaining.
I think she's just pointing out a fact that she finds it interesting that okay, six out of the top 10.
Like, I don't like.
Would you have guessed that?
But, okay, even guessing it and knowing it, I don't understand the gripe about it, though.
You say that now until you wake up and it's 10 for 10. And then it's 20 for 20.
That's still not where I'm going to get my music from, though. Like the whitewashing in which they saying with jazz or whatever it may be. Right. Like, nowadays, at least from what I know about the genre of jazz, is more white people that make the music than blacks. Like,
right. And they're saying that could be hip hop one day.
Okay.
That's what people are saying.
I don't believe that to be true, though. Just because the popular 10 people, 6 out of the 10 are white, I don't think that's the majority of hip hop. Like,
that's
people,
just today.
People that are looking for hip hop, they're not going to check for that, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Are I mean, you? I, like, I would
how
say
many
this.
Of those albums are just on our list? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree. But this is what I'm saying. I think, number one, taking a snapshot of one day out of 365 days is dangerous. It's not necessarily an accurate reflection of what it looks like as a whole.
Right.
But I can understand you looking and being like, damn, I didn't know that. That you can have a reaction to that.
Yeah.
Like, I had no fucking clue Machine Gun Kelly had a song, but more or less he had one on top 10. And why is Post Malone, I Fall Apart, number 9, and that song is on his album from a year and a half ago?
What list is that, though? Is that, like, Billboard top 10?
iTunes.
iTunes top 10.
Right. Now, see, and that's to my second point. Right. When is the last time you have bought a song on iTunes?
Well, see what I'm saying?
When last time you bought a song? Have you ever bought a song on iTunes?
The people that are buying those songs on iTunes are the reason those are in the
fans.
Top 10.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to buy Boosie's songs on iTunes to make him top 10. And then, so you're absolutely right in what you say. To take that snapshot is slightly irresponsible. And I feel like that Nicki Minaj does this a lot, though. Like, the 22 million people that are looking at your page, why would you bring this up as something that's irking you? Like, whether Nicki says something about this or not, I promise you it doesn't affect her. Because she's in a lane slickly by herself as far as being that pop slash hip hop artist that can go spit bars and give you moment of life or whatever
it may be.
And no one is going to complain about that. Like, Remy can't do that. There would be like Remy going to complain and be like, well, how can she drop that pop song and chart on the pop charts, but she's a rapper?
She's trying to protect the culture.
Come on, man.
That's not what she's trying to do.
It's not what she's doing.
She's trying to protect the culture, man.
It didn't seem like it to me.
But yeah, I will say that I thought that was interesting that these 10 were up here. It's a very interesting set of 10 songs, to be honest. Yeah. Number 3 is NIF. NIF? NF? Who the fuck is that?
See?
Is that?
I don't even know what
is.
That
a person?
Is that, but what even, what iTunes category is it?
It's hip hop.
No way.
That's why she posted it. Like, what the fuck?
Did she expect Motorsport to be on there? That's what I'm saying.
It is. It's number 6.
So why is she complaining?
Because Macklemore Good Old Days is number 7.
I don't even know what that is.
Nobody does.
That's her point. What I'm saying. Who's buying this stuff?
We don't know.
Exactly. So why is she mad?
So why is it on here?
Why is she mad?
She's confused.
Yeah.
And so are we.
No.
And so is everybody listening.
Okay, she can be confused, and this is one of those things where she calls it her assistant or her best friend or her manager. She's like, hey, look at this. Ain't this crazy? And to have a conversation about it right there. For you to post it on social media and put 22 million people in the conversation, that's the problem.
I'm not
that's why you're not going to have a conducive answer to it.
Well, she deleted it, so it's done.
And you deleted it, that's like even it worse.
All right, man, new music before we get out of here. We know we kept y'all long, but fuck it. It's the end of the year. Lil Wayne Dedication 6 coming on Christmas.
Yes.
You excited about that? Jack Beats?
No.
What if he give you some shit like he just, like, Star just jumped on? Like, that should be, he'll be, that'll be hard.
Bro, Wayne,
he's not gonna do that.
Wayne though. 40 years old, man.
And?
Like, it's too late for, I don't wanna hear Wayne on Jack Beats no more. Drop an album.
You wanna
get
hear that?
Get the shit done. Like, drop Carter 5, dude. Like, get whatever needs to be done with the paperwork and just get the shit out of our hair. We don't want Dedication 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I just want Carter 5, and I want Wayne to retire and live happily ever after as he should.
I'm interested to hear what it sounds like, though. I'm interested.
You know what it's going to sound like. We're going to come back on here the day after. We're going to be like, oh, Wayne, bars are some slaw. We're tired of hearing him rap on rap Jack Beats. We've been saying this for the last 8 years.
Oh, man. I'm just holding out the little glimmer of hope that he's back.
Happy holidays to the Carter family.
Absolutely, man. Of course, the trifecta that Star dropped again, Insomniatic 2, Funerals and Court Dates 2, and Star Leo's Way 4. And then King Lo's The Goat Tape. Everybody download that right now. Right now as we're talking. Go to your Det Piff, your live mixtapes, download that King Lo's.
Don't.
Okay, y'all done? All right, good.
Don't.
I don't know what else is going to come out. I'm sure somebody's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat and try to drop something on Christmas. You never know. We might get a call. I doubt it, but you never know. I'm
trying to float that out there so it'll be a prediction you can use.
I can definitely
try to float. Hey, we may get a cold.
Hey, listen, just in case. Got to throw that out there, see if it stick. Was that, okay, was that cold, the last year joint, was that better than anything in your top 10?
Hell no.
A hell no or just no?
Every album on my top 10 was better than that cold.
Mm.
And For Your Eyes Only?
Yes.
Every album. Every 10 albums that were good this year are better than that.
Let's just not be disrespectful, though.
That's true.
I'm asking.
Go back and listen to that For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, no. I know it was average.
Like,
I'm just
every
saying.
Album on your list this year is better than that one. And I'm a Cole fan.
Anything that was trash that stuck out to you this year?
Nah. I ain't hear the shit on nobody else in this shit, man.
That Yachty was trash.
I didn't even listen to it.
That French Montana was trash, too.
You ain't told me no surprise yet. I ain't listened to one song of either one of those albums.
That Rhapsody was true.
That's not true. It's nominated for a Grammy.
What?
It's a Grammy nomination.
So was Flo Rida, motherfucker.
If we're going to listen to Nicki Minaj bitch and gripe about fucking six white people being in iTunes top 10, then we're going to acknowledge this Grammy that Rhapsody is up for. That's what we're going to do. We're going to acknowledge that. We're going to acknowledge the album of the years, too. Let's do all of that since Nicki Minaj want to cause a ruckus about the top 10 in iTunes.
Hey, man, we appreciate everybody. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Y'all on Twitter are hilarious. We done got votes to be the new
Everyday
Struggle crew.
Cut that check, man. The bag in here.
Y'all are funny, man.
Who
we on
Complex,
that.
Man. Get them on the phone for us.
That's hilarious. And what you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm going to New York and Holly Complex.
Oh,
I'm up there. I'm going up there to Holiday.
They already know us. Trust me. I have a feeling.
That's why I'm headed up there.
What
you got shaking?
I'll be in the Ville, going home for the holidays. Get to kick it with some of my people I ain't seen in a minute. I feel like I ain't been in Nashville in forever.
Literally just up there.
No, I wasn't. For what?
We did the dope shit on the shit.
When was that?
Was
October?
It was less than 2 months ago.
Ah, damn. I feel like a long time ago. Ah, yeah, we did the mashup.
Tough.
Yeah, damn.
Happy holidays to everybody that listens to the show, man. We appreciate you guys listening. We will have a show for you before New Year's.
Yeah, we should.
So we'll wish you happy
Keep our
New
fingers
Year's
crossed.
Then, but Merry Christmas to you and yours. We hope y'all have a great time.
Absolutely, man. Happy holidays. Be safe, man. Don't get too drunk off that eggnog. Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.